Hello, my name is Nicole Brandon, and this is an extract from my short story, The Turing Test. Work was now the bright light of Mal's life, though everything mostly orbited the new project these days. Metamorphophist wasn't a new idea. TBTH, it was in fact SimCity dressed up like World of Warcraft. But the execution of the thing was gonna be genius. Sure, you didn't control your character, but as time passed, life changed them into something better, hence the classy name. His heart wasn't in it. He didn't see the appeal of a video game that you didn't actually play. Give him a purposeful character to design, one with an arc and a plot and a mission to accomplish. Where was the art in designing some aimless, crappy sprite that you could kill by forgetting to feed? Well, the idea was you wouldn't forget to feed it if it texted you all the time and asked WTF you were up to and if you wanted to watch it slay a Hydra. Thinking on that raised a half smile until Mal actually glanced to his phone and remembered the last text he'd saved on it. Remembered meeting Mary IRL and thinking Jabba instead of Leia. He canned his current design, then jammed the bloated file into Recycle and double-clicked it 3 times. Mal picked another of the prefab frames and some new honey white skin. Tugged and tweaked the model until her proportions weren't just programmable, they were the pinnacle of tits and ass in a steel bikini. Then in went the lips, the ears, the nose, the hair, and last, the eyes. Dull violet and completing a face unlike any other because it was just what they all ought to be. A second later, he called it like he saw it, and named her Gal. A week later, she was coded, rendered, and standing in front of him, 5 inches tall on a plasma screen. Everyone held their breath as she was imported to Metamorphophist's vacant cairns and castles. Gal faded in, penniless and alone, and everybody cheered. When Metamorphophist launched, his was the first phone to beep with a text, "Thanks for creating me, Mal!" And of all the customizable copies of her out there, Gal was the only one whose eyes were deepest violet and seemed to watch you with a spark of life.